Gemara here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we've been discussing for the last few days, is a fundamental yesod, a shas concept that relates to the Mishnah. Gemara wanted to be medayik from the Mishnah that tofes lebalchov kana, that someone who grabs nechasim of a lover on behalf of a balchov, that he's going to be kana on behalf of that balchov. But then the Gemara adds that if it's b'makom shechav la'acherim, if he's tofes lebalchov, but there are multiple balchov, so some other balchov is going to be losing out because he's not going to have the opportunity to be gover from this nechasim that the tofes is giving for the balchov. So then it's not going to be kana. That's the Gemara. It's a chiluk. Tofes lebalchov is kana, but if it's chav la'acherim, then it's lo kana. Why is it lo kana if it's chav la'acherim? So last time we started discussing the Rosh. The Rosh in Gittin, the Rosh in Rav Metzia, seems to say different things, at least a little bit. The Rosh in Gittin seems to focus more on the Mishaleach, that the Mishaleach can't appoint the Shliach if it's chav la'acherim. There's something missing from the meaning of the Mishaleach. It's hard to understand that, because if the Mishaleach has the koach himself, the Mishaleach himself can be Zoche, it can be tofes from the nechasim of the lover, even though it's chav lacher, even if it's chav lacher. So why can't it be mosa kar to the shliach? Shluch shalom can mosa. He should be able to be mosa that kar to the shliach. So what does the Rosh in Gittin mean? So we pointed out that the Rosh above Metzia explains a little bit differently. Even though from the Papul Charifta it would seem as though he's interpreting that the Rosh is saying different things in the different places, but Efshem and Kenzogin, that you can just put them together. The Rosh holds it's not a chisan in the Mishalech, it's a chisan in the Shliach. That the Shliach can't be Zoch on behalf of one person if it's Chav Lachem. What does that mean? So we quoted from the Stipler that the idea of Shlichus is that the Maisa of the Shliach relates back to the Mishalech, and it's Ke'ilu the Mishalech did the Maisa. So the only way that the Shlichus can work, the only way we can say Shlichus Shalom Kamosa, is that the Shliach can be Miyachid his Pe'ula. That the Shliach can designate, he can direct his Pe'ula towards the Mishalech. So if when the Shliach does the Maisa, we can say it's the Maisa of the Mishaleach, so then the Kiyum HaShlichus is Shaykh. But if he can't direct, if he can't be Miyached his Maisa to the Mishaleach, so then there's no Kiyum HaShlichus. So even though he was appointed as a Shliach, but he can't be Mekayim that Shlichus, because the way that the Shlichus can be Mekuyim is only if he directs, if he's Miyached his Maisa to the Mishaleach. If it's Chav Lachem, it turns out that his Maisa relates not just to the Mishaleach, it also relates to other people. So since there are multiple people that the Maisa relates to, the Shliach can't be Miyachid his Pe'ula Dafka to the Mishaleach, so that's why it's not going to work. That's how the Rosh, the beer of the Stipler, that's how the Rosh in Bav Mitzvah explains. So in fact, Daniel had an Eisen Akasha yesterday. He says, if this is true, that there's some chisaron in a Shlichus, that you can't have a Shlichus if it's Chav L'Achrini, Sa'echan Matzino Shlichus when it's Chav L'Achrini, we find that there are shlichuyos, there are cases of shlichus which are chav lachrini. L'mashal, kiddushin. Gemara kiddushin establishes on the samachem abeis that it's chav lachrini. Since as a result of the kiddushin, the man and the woman become usher in the krovos, in the krovos of the other party, so it's chav lachrini. What's the nafkamina? So there the Gemara is saying that hodas badin kameh eidim dami doesn't apply by kiddushin. You need two eidim. Ein davi shaveri pachas mishnayim. Hodas badin kameh eidim dami doesn't work. Why? Says up the Gemara, you saw that Hadas Baldin only works if it's nogea to this individual. So he's the Baldin, he's the Bailim, so his Hodoah is significant. But if it's Chav Lachrini, if it relates to someone else, if it's nogea to someone else, then he's not the exclusive Baldin, so his Hodoah is not Kamea Eidim Dami. So you see clearly that Kiddushin is a case of Chav Lachrini, and yet we know the Mishnah, the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Aleph, in the beginning of the second parak, says that there's a concept of shlichus by kiddushin. What can be mekadosh and isha yidei shliach? How's that work? How can you have a shlichus in kiddushin if it's chav lachmini? Hare, the Stipler interprets the Rosh Hashanah Metzia saying that if it's chav lachmini, there's a chisaron in the shliach. The shliach can't fulfill the shlichus. So how can there be a kiyum shlichus in kiddushin if it's chav lachmini? And gerushin might also be a problem. According to some Rishonim, Tosus in Gittin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph learns that gerushin is also chav lachmini, because the Grusha becomes Asura to a Kohen. So despite the fact that she was Asura even now, she's Asura as an Eishes Ish, okay, but she'll remain Asura la'olam va'ed. The Isser Eishes Ish can be Paka. It can be Paka. If the husband dies, then she'll be Muteres to a Kohen. But now that she's a Grusha, she's going to be Asura la'olam va'ed. The Tosis on Dav Dali learned that that's Chav Lachmini too. The Rashba wasn't sure, but Tosis at least learned that Gerishin is Chav Lachmini. So Nochamot, it's the same kasha, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin on Memalev says that there's a concept of Shlichus by Gerishin also. So how can there be a concept of Shlichus by Gerishin according to Tosis? If it's Chav Lachmini, there shouldn't be any possibility for a Kiyam Shlichus if it's Chav Lachmini. Yeah, this was Daniel's blistering kasha, Baldike kasha. So I thought about it long and hard. I think maybe the answer is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this idea into my head. How do we know there's shlichus by Gitnei Kiddushin? It's Exeris HaKasev. The Gemara in Kiddushin there has Exeris HaKasev. The pasuk says v'shilcha mibeisam, v'shilcha mibeisam. So Rashi explains it should have said v'girsha. It says v'shilcha. So from that we learn that the Baal is also shlich. And then there are other psukim. We learn shliach is also shliach. The woman can make a shliach, not just in gerishin, but kiddushin. Also, all the psukim. Psukim, the Gemara has psukim, and there's a lot of lumdis in these psukim, but not for now. But it's all based on psukim. What comes out? If kiddushin is always chav lachrini, and gerishin is chav lachrini, and yet there's a gzeres hakasa that you can make a shliach in that case, so apparently there's a gzeres hakasav that even though it's chav lachrini, you can have a shlichus over there. So it's not a kasha that how can you have a shlichus by getting a kedushin? It's doch chav lachrini. It's a gzeres hakasav that despite the fact that it's chav lachrini, you can make a shliach. I mean, that's what the pasuk is telling me. It breaks the rules. But by mominis, what's the mocker? What's the mocker that that you can have zechiyah? Right? What's the mocker that you can have zechiyah? That you could be toe-faced for some. What's the mocker? There's a pasuk, right? V'yichul ha-hemish selavesavo selaboyis by Korban Pesach. There's a mocker that there's a concept of zechi. Concept of zechi. So the fact that a person is going to be zocha on behalf of someone else, right? That's a different pasuk. It's a different pasuk. So there is no mocker from that pasuk that even if it's chav lachrini, he can be zocha. The standard case of Zechiah is where one person is being Zoch on behalf of someone else, where it's not Chav Lachrini. So the Rosh is saying the Svara is that where there's a Mokar for Shlichus, even if it's Chav Lachrini, there's Exeris HaKosev to say that there's Shlichus, even if it's Chav Lachrini, so then it's going to work. It'll break the rules. But if there's no Mokar to say that the Zechiah, Zechiah mitam Shlichus. If there's no Mokah to say that there's a Shlichus, that there's a Zechiah if it's Chav Lachrini, so then the Svara is that it shouldn't work if it's Chav Lachrini. Because the Shlichus can't be Miyachid is Pa'ula for the Mishalech. So that's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying over here, we don't have a Gzeres HaKosev to tell me that there's a Shlichus if it's Chav Lachrini. Indeed, in Mominus, there's no Gzeres HaKosev to tell me that it works even if it's Chav Lachrini. So there's no mocker to say that it breaks the rules. The svara is not like that. The svara is that if it's chav lachrini, it shouldn't work. Svara is that if it's chav lachrini, it shouldn't work. But give me kiddushin is not a shaila. Basically, my teretz to Daniel's kasha is give me kiddushin is not a shaila because it's exeris hakosav that it's an exception to the rule. That's really the answer because there's exeris hakosav to say that there's shlichus by give me kiddushin. So despite the fact that it's chav lachrini, it's still going to work because that's what the pasuk tells me. But by Mominus, we don't have such a mocker. So we don't have such a mocker to tell me that you can have a shlichus even if it's chav lachrini. So shlichus and zechiyah mitam shlichus, that has to be where it's not chav lachrini. If it's chav lachrini, the svara is that the shlichus is not going to work. The shlichus is not going to work. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Daniel, follow up. She's mamish not giving up on me. I thanked you for the chizuk hanel. It's okay.
That was a good question. But when you said the pasuk the Korban Pesach, is that a
mocker
for
Zechiah
or a mocker for
Shlichus? That's a mocker for Zechiah. That's a mocker for Zechiah. Right? What's the mocker for Shlichus? So the truth is, the mocker is from Korban Pesach also. V'shachatu also kol kahal adas Yisrael. V'chikol akol kulam shotam aloin ashochet ela echad. That's also from Korban Pesach. Right? It's from Kochim. The question is, how do we learn from Kochim to others? But that's, again, it's not a... There's no chav lachrini by Korban Pesach. Right? You're a shliach of one person. If he's nimna on the chabura, so then you can shecht for him. But it's not chav lachrini for someone else. So It's the same thing. But Zechiah, that's the case of Mominus. Right? That's the case of Dine Mominus. As if you hold Zechiah mitam shlichas, then that posuk is a mocha that Zechiah works. It's not chav lachrini. So there's no mocha that Zechiah could work, even if it's chav lachrini. Okay. So this is the basic svar, that if it's chav lachrini, it's not going to work. Comes Rashi, and Rashi qualifies this halacha. Rashi in Bav Metzia says that when do I say the tofus l'bachov makam shechav lachem is lo kona, that's only if lo asar shliach. But if he made him a shliach beferish, right? If he was b'mana him a shliach b'tofes, so then he will be kona. Lashon of Rashi is the lav kol kamine elios kofetz me'ela v'chav la'ela me'achash lo asar also anosha shliach litfos. The notion didn't make him a shliach, so he can't be kovetz by himself to be chav lachem. But the mashmos of Rashi is, it doesn't say it beferish, but the mashmos of Rashi is, if asar shliach, then he can. If asar shliach, then he can. For Tosfos, how can that be? Right, that's our Tosfos here. Tofes l'bachov makam shechav lacherim lo kona afilu asar shliach. Zok Tosfos, even if asar shliach. Even if asar shliach, if it's chav lacherim, he's lo kona. Kedemucha b'perak ha-kosef, gabi yemer b'choshu, d'amalei l'shluchei, tafsei ni'ali, etc. Tosfos says, the Gemara by yemer b'choshu, in Ksubis, is a raya that Tovus Abachov is lokon if it's ablachem, even if asar shliach. Of course, we're going to have to deal with that raya, according to Rashi. But says Tosfos with the loka perish Rashi, the perish with perakam, the bab metzia, the basar shliach lekulei amakonim. Rashi didn't say that beferish, but based on what Rashi is saying, you can extrapolate. Rashi holds that if asar shliach lekulei amakonim, even if it's ablachem. The Tosfos says the sugya of Yemer Bachosher is against Rashi. It's against Rashi. That's kasha number one. And he says he thinks it's mistaber to be against Rashi. Then chiluk. What's the chiluk? What's the distinction? Dafilu lo aso shliach shluchah udzchim yitam shlicha kedemuchach v'perak kamed above metziah. Daf yud amid beis perak ein ben amud v'dar. Tosa says what's Rashi talking about? Rashi says that tovis abachav makam shechav lacherim if aso shliach is kona, why should it be kona if aso shliach? This is zechiah. Right, Tofes l'bachov is a case of Zechiah. Zechiah is mitam shlicha, says Tosfos. Just assumes like it's a davar pasha like that. Zechiah is mitam shlichas. Well, he says, I'll tell you why it's a davar pasha. Kedemucha from the Gemaras. The Gemaras sound like Zechiah is mitam shlichas. The Gemaras assume that Zechiah is mitam shlichas. What does the Gemara assume like that? Interesting, right? The Gemara there in Bav Metzian, that Yerim and Beis, is talking about chotzer mishum yadis rabbi, or mishum shlichus is rabbi. The Tosfos is somehow extrapolating from that to regular Zechiah, that Zechiah should be mitam shlichas too. So Tosfos says, if Zechiah is mitam shlichas, how can Rashi distinguish in Tovis l'bachav v'makam shechav l'acherim between asar shliach and lo asar shliach? If Tovis l'bachav v'makam shechav l'acherim is kona if asar shliach, so then it should be kona if lo asar shliach, because lo asar shliach is like asar shliach, because Zechiah is mitam shlichas. If you put two and two together, if Zechiah is mitam shlichas, then it's the same as asar shliach. So if Tovis l'bachov b'makam shechav lachem, if asar shliach is kana, so then if lo asar shliach, it's oichet. Right? Also, it should be kana because it's tach dezel bezach. Zechiah is mitam shlichas. It's the same as asar shliach. What's Rashi talking about? Pilei plaim against Rashi. Effect this. The Tosfos says two kashas on Rashi. One is a textual kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis. The other is a lomdish kasha, a kasha misvar. So let's deal with the lomdish kasha first. Then we'll deal with the text. Okay, I want to deal with both. They're both important. The truth is the textual kasha leads to lomdus also. But let's first deal with the pure lomdus kasha, and we'll try to answer the textual kasha too. Sounds like a good kasha to me. Tosfos' kasha sounds like a pretty starker kasha. So what's the simple answer for Rashi? What's the simple answer? Before we get to the emes, what's the simple answer for Rashi? Shlomo Leibus. Zechiah l'amitam shlichus. Right, that's what you would jump to say. You see Tosfos, let's say you know nothing. Let's say you start the Zman with the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph and the Beis, right? You start the Zman with the second part of the semester, right? Right? The second part of the semester, you aren't there for the midterm, right? You weren't there for the first half, you start with the second half. You can start with the second half. It's a new Zman. Yeah, but it's not a new Zman. Because we're building. We're always building. Right? Massive construction over here. Right? So the problem is, if you miss the first man, then you miss part of the story. Okay, so we'll try to fill you in now. I didn't say anything yet. I'm just setting up. I'm just in the wind up. I'm not there yet. Not there yet. Right? A couple of weeks. Right? I'm just in the wind up. The simple answer for Rashi would be that Rashi holds the chiyas lavi kam shlichas. Right? What's the problem with that? Go ahead. Now talk. I have to ask the kasha. What? All the chachmei Ashkenaz. Who's all the chachmei Ashkenaz? Rashi Tosfos. Where you see Tosfos says chiyas lavi kam shlichas? What do you mean Rashi? All the chachmei. Why do you say all the chachmei Ashkenaz?
We have Divrei
Emes. The Divrei Emes. Divrei Emes. The Divrei Emes is not right. Did Rashi write to say for Divrei Emes? Where does Rashi say Zechim Tam? How do you know Rashi holds Zechim Tam Shlichus? All the Chachmei Ashkenaz. I know some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, but all the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Where does Rashi say Zechim Tam Shlichus?
Yehuda. Tassas Meralov.
Test on the base. It's close. Test on the base. Yeah, show me. Show me. Bring me a sefer. Bring me. I'm sorry? Lo yidnu lachamisa. Not quite. Yeah, a little bit before that. What does he say? Hey, Rabbanan plead yalei the Rabbi Meir ben Masnisin. Hey, that's all Mishnah. Rashi says, he's explaining, the Chachamim argue, they say that if the Adam gives a Shtar Shechar to his Eved, then he's not able to be Chozebo, Zochin lo Adam Shlo Befonav, the middleman is Zochin on behalf of the Eved. Rabbanan pligi alayder, Rav Meir b'masisim v'amidah b'shechreni, yochal azim ishim saliyad zeh. What does Rashi say? Why does Zachin Ladam Shlavafanav work? Anan Sadi the Nichale bin a heavy high shluchalahachi. Anan Sadi, we are agent. It's nichale then a heavy shluchalachi. Sounds like he's echoing what Tosis and Ksuba said on Dafir Aleph and Aleph. Anan sadi the nichale the avid le shliach. Anan sadi that he wants to make him a shliach. We explain Tosis and Ksuba's holds that what does the chia mean? The chia is mitam shlichas. There's an implicit meaning. There's no explicit meaning. There's no meaning beferish, but there's an implicit meaning because there's an understanding that he would want to appoint him. That he want to appoint him. There's an implicit meaning shlichas. So Rashi is the same as Tosin Ksubas. Rashi seems to be holding Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas. So that answer, right, to say that Rashi is like the riff according to the Divrei Emes, right? To say that Rashi is like the riff according to the Divrei Emes, that's very difficult. To say Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas according to Rashi, that sounds against Rashi and left test in the base. So what is the answer for Rashi? If Rashi holds Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas, and that's what Tosis knew. Tosis knew Rashi held Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas. So because Tosis knew that, he didn't ask. Well, I mean, he could have asked anyway. He says, Kedemucha, the Gemara implies Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas. But Tosis themselves knew Zechiyas. Tosis learned Daf Tesem and Beis before Daf Yira Alef and Beis. They knew Rashi held Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas. So Tosis just answered Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas. So Maishna Zemizeh. What does Rashi say? That Tovis Abachav, Makam Shechav Lachem, is Kana if Asos Shlichas. That's Tosis Kash. Comes the Tzos Achoshin in Simon Kofei, Sivkat Nalev, and he has a fundamental yisod. He says that even if Rashi holds Zechiyas Mitam Shlichas, he doesn't mean the same as Tosis and Ksubas. Now, he doesn't quote Rashi on Daf Tesem and Beis, but let me first present what the Tzos says, and then we'll pedal back to Rashi and Tesem Beis, and I'll explain how you can understand that Loshin of Rashi. What does the Tzos say? Let's see it inside. I sat down with some of the Talmidim at the end of Seder, and we saw it inside. So I want to see it inside. I want you to tell me what the Ktos is saying. This is a top Ktos. I don't know if it's top five. I don't know if it's the same as Simon Reish, but it's definitely up there. Definitely up there. So the first part of the Ktos, in page one, basically quotes Tosfos. Quotes the Kasha of Tosfos. We don't have to see that again. Let's see the Teretz on page two. This is in Simon Kufes of Kavnot.
Now,
Ish zochem, that's the mokum. Says the Ktzos, even leman da'oma zechim itam shlichus. Right? He's not denying that Rashi holds zechim itam shlichus, but even lefi man da'oma zeh, it's not anans, it's not mishum anan sadi. He's going to explain Rashi this way. Rashi tefes, anan sadi, it seems like a little weird, we'll get to it. Okay? But says the Ktzos, it's not anan sadi da'so shlich, it's a gzeres ha'kosev that he should be able to be zochem. It's like shlichus, zechim itam shlichus, but it's not a non sadi. It's gzeres hakosav, but it's like shlichus. So it is zechim itam shlichus, but it's not zechim itam. It's zechim itam shlichus, but it's not a non sadi of shlichus. It's a gzeres hakosav. Okay, let's see. Right. Avalomi shum a non sadi daso shliach. So what's the nafkin mean? I mean, like, it's zechim mitam shlichus, but it's not zechim mitam. If you tell me it's not an ansari, it's not zechim mitam shlichus. So what's the nafkin that it's mitam shlichus? So he says nafkin mina le'inyan nachri de lo yeh betar zechia kevin de zechia ain't oel mitar shlichus. It's still mitar shlichus. Someone who's not bechlal shlichus can't be zocha. A nachri, a katan. The Ktzos assumes that someone who's not bechlal shlichus can't be zocha, even though there's no explicit meaning. Against whom? Even though there's no explicit minui, someone who's not a bar shlichus can't be zocha against Reb Kid Eger, right? Remember? By Kotan? Right? He wanted to say that by Ger Kotan, maybe there's a Geris Daraisa, aye, but the Kotan is not a bar shlichus. No, but here you don't, there's no chisaron of Kotan. The chisaron of Kotan is that the Kotan can't appoint the shliach. Well, maybe he can't be, right? He can't appoint the shliach, but here, the shliach, Bezdin is the shliach. Right? Bezdin is being zoche in the geiris. They don't need an appointment. It's an automatic. It's an implicit minyan. So maybe that's different. The Ktzos is not learning like that. Okay, that's just a side point. But the Ktzos says zechiz mitam shlichus, but it's not anan sadi the nichle the avid le shliach, but rather it's gzeres hakosav. Avala olam lav mitoras anan sadi havi kmo shliach hamakabel ela dekein gzeres hakosav davag avdlo asom makabel shliach. The Holoyoda, Mahani Midin Zchi. He says it again. He says it once, says it twice, and you'll see he'll say it three times. Right? It's not a nansadi, it's Zchimitam Shlegos, but not a nansadi, it's a Gzeres HaKosev. It's a Gzeres HaKosev. Well, the Fiza says the Ktzos, now that I told you it's a Gzeres HaKosev, we haven't really explained what it is, but now that I told you it's a Gzeres HaKosev, the Fiza Nicha, the Echadlo Aso Shliach, the Lavi Shliach HaMakabel, the Holoyoda, El Mitzah Gzeres HaKosev, the Zchia, the Mahani, it's the third time, right? It's only a zechiah. So he's not a shliach because the mishaleach didn't know about it. It's only gzeres hakosav. It's only gzeres hakosav. Zechim itam shlichus, but it's only gzeres hakosav. Im kein echad the chav lachem main zanikra zechiah mamish. The zochel azeh v'chav lazeh. Im kein echad the chav lachem main zanikra zechiah mamish. The zochel azeh v'chav lazeh. Lachem lo mahani midin zechiah. Within shlichus leka de lo yada nachamo. Shlichus is not shaykh over here, because the zoche doesn't know about it, so he can't appoint him a shliach. The mezake still is his shliach, but he's not a shliach midin anan sadi, but rather it's gzeres hakosav. And because it's gzeres hakosav, it's up the ktzos. If it's chav lachem, it's not going to work. Why? Because ein ze nikra zechiyah. It's not a zechiyah if it's chav lachem. So it's only Gzeres HaKosav, that's not called a Zechia, and that's why it's not going to work. What's he saying? It's not a Zechia. It's a Zechia for this guy. The Zocher wants to be Zocher for the Mezakeh wants to be Zocher for him. The Zocher wants it. It's a Zechia for this guy because it's Chav Lachem. Because it's Chav Lachem, it's not a Zechia. And if Zechia mitam shlichus would be midin anan sadi, then it would be a Zechia. What's the difference? What if you answer? Right? Manushach, if it's not a Zechia, if it's a Gzeres HaKosav, then if it's a non-sadi, it's also not a Zechiah. So what's the difference? What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the Ktzos really saying? Yamin?
It's perspective. Is it individual versus Klal?
Individual versus Klal. Good. Good. Vis-a-vis the individual, vis-a-vis the Zoche, it certainly is Chus. He wants it. But vis-a-vis the Klal, it's not as Chus. So why if you say Zechiah mitam shlichus midin anan sadi, do we look at the individual? And why, if you say it mitzad gzeres hakosav, do we not look at the individual? What's the difference? What's the gzeres hakosav telling me? What's the zechiah mitam shlichus? Mitam shlichus sounds like there is some kind of a meaning over here, but where's the meaning coming from? implicit meaning, but implicit meaning, not it's not a nansadi. So where's the meaning coming from? It's coming from the Torah. It's coming from the, that's the Gzeres HaKasav. The Gzeres HaKasav is that Zechim Itam Shlichas, there's an implicit meaning, but the implicit meaning is not from the Gavra. It's a Minoy HaTorah. That's the Nusach they have in the Yeshivas. The Ktzos is saying that Zechim Itam Shlichas means there's a Minoy HaTorah. If it's a Zchus, there's a Minoy HaTorah, an automatic Minoy HaTorah. Oh, if it's a minui haTorah, then we understand that if it's chav lacherim, Torah is not going to make the minui, because the Torah doesn't pick sides. The Torah is fair. The yisod of this ktzos achoshen is that the Torah is fair. Now, if someone tells you, you know, what the ktzos is really saying? The ktzos is saying avart in lomdus and avart in machshava. Right? Machshava, the ktzos is saying Torah is fair. So if it's a minui haTorah, then it doesn't make any sense that it could work if it's chav lachem. Because das heis nish tzchia, that's not called a tzchia. That's not a tzchia. That's what the Ktos said. Ein ze nikra tzchia. If it's chav lachem, that's not a tzchia. It's not a tzchia. But for this guy, it's a tzchia. No, but the Torah has a global perspective. It looks at the whole klal. And if it's not a tzchus for everyone, then it's not a tzchus. It's not a tzchia. That's if you say zechim itam shlichas means that there's a minei haTorah. But if you say anan sadi da avle shliach, if it's the individual, so the individual. He should care about someone else, but tachlis, when it comes to mamonis, he cares about himself more. He cares about himself. So if for him it's a zechus, so zechim itam shlichas will kick in, even if it's chav lachem. Tosus was understanding that zechim itam shlichas is midin anan sadis. That's why Tosus thought, what's the difference whether aso shliach, lo aso shliach? It's doch the zel bezach, klapi the individual, it's a zechus. So even if it's only zechia, it should be exactly the same. If you tell me that zechia mitam shlichus does work, even if it's chav lachmini, then shlichus mame should also work if it's chav lachmini. If you tell me that zechia mitam shlichus doesn't work if it's chav lachmini, then shlichus mamish also shouldn't work if it's chav lachmini. How can Rashi split? The answer is Rashi understood zechia mitam shlichus differently. Rashi understood zechia mitam shlichus as a minui haTorah, it's gzeres hakasav. If it's gzeres hakasav, then we understand that if it's chav lacherim, Torah is not going to make that meaning. Torah is not going to be willing to say that he should be able to be a shliach because the Torah has a global perspective. But if the guy is a soul shliach mamish, so then he only cares about himself. If he's a soul shliach mamish, then for him it will take a work. He has the ability. Rashi apparently is assuming he has the ability to appoint a shliach to be zocha on his own behalf, despite the fact that it's chav lachem. That's the chiluk between Zechia and Asar Shlech Mamesh, according to Rashi. Because Zechia is not working through the Gavra, it's working through the Torah. If it's working through the Torah, then it plays by a different set of rules. How do we fit in Rashi and Daftes? I'll get to your question in a second, Rai. What's Rashi and Daftes saying? So if you recall, we learned Daftes in the base. I read the Rashi with you, because we're learning the Gemara. I read the Rashi with you, and I pointed out that it's Meduyuk and Rashi a little bit different than Tosfos. And I said, in Mitzvah Hashem, sometime in the future, we'll get back to this Rashi. So now's that time. Like, Rashi doesn't actually say anan sari denichale de ovid shlucha. He just says anan sari denichale dinehevi shlucha. What's he saying? So it could be anan sari, according to Rashi, is just there's an umdra de muchach that it's a zchus for him. It's not that umdra de muchach is enough to make him a shliach. Anan sadi the nichale de ovid le shliach. It's not that there's an implicit minui shlichas because of that anan sadi. No, that anan sadi is just establishing that it's a zchus. Once we know, once there's an umdra de muchach, there's an understanding that it's a zchus for the individual. So the Torah kicks in, ish zocha kicks in, and the Torah makes the shlichas. It's a minui haTorah. Rashi's not saying anan sadi that the gavra is making an implicit minui. No, he's just saying that it's an umdana demuchach, that it's a schus. So once there's an umdana demuchach, that it's a schus, so then the Torah kicks in, ish zochel, exactly because it kicks in, and there's a minya Torah that makes him into a shliach to be zochel on behalf of the other individual. Are you?
Yeah.
Rebbe
said in Shad earlier that the Xeris HaKosu was able to override any hope. So why not say here also that the Xeris HaKosu write out and can override any hope? Why do we have to say that the Gzeres HaKasuv is keeping in mind that there's hope? Wouldn't the Gzeres HaKasuv have the power to
to say that, oh, this is a zechus, and we'll let the zechus beat out the chum, and it'll be an exception.
No, but because the gzeres zechus of ish zoche doesn't apply the standard, right? The normal case of ish zoche is not where there's a chum. Right? The normal case of Gittin Mekedushin is where there's, right? The normal case of Gittin Mekedushin includes the Chof. It's always Chav Lachrin. So it's always Chav Lachrin, and you have to interpret that the Gzeres HaKosev comes to say that the Halacha applies despite the fact that it's Chav Lachrin. But here, the case of Ish Zocha, the Karban Pesach, normally it's not Chav Lachrini. Whoever is Nimna on the Karban Pesach, so one person can buy the animal on behalf of all of the people in the Chabura. It's not Chav Lachrini, that if they're not counted on the Karban Pesach, they can't be part of this Karban Pesach. It's not. It's a schus for the people who are B'nai Chabura, and it's irrelevant to everyone else. So the standard of Ish Zoche is not where it's Chav Lachrini. So it makes a lot of sense that maybe the Torah says that Dafka, where it's not Chav Lachrini, then we'll say Ish Zoche. But if it's Chav Lachrini, then we don't want to say Ish Zoche. The Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't want to say Zechiah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the feelings of everyone and the interests of everyone. This could be the answer for Rashi, the answer for this Kasha of Tosfos. But it's not a complete answer. We still have to explain one thing. It does answer why there could be a chilek between Shlichus Mamish, Shlichus Beferish, and Zechiah Mikam Shlichus. That we see. Because once Zechiah is not a minui mitzad the gavra, implicit, explicit, it's not a minui mitzad the gavra, it's a minui mitzad the Torah, so maybe you're freer to say that if it's chav lachem, it's going to be deficient. But it's still not finished. Because why does Rashi say that if he made him into a shliach, even if it's chav lachem, it works? We have the mechanism for how it could be different. We have the mechanism for the how, but we don't understand the why. Again, if Tovis Lebachav Makam Shal Chav Lachem Lo Kana, based on how the Rosh is explaining, right? If it's Lo Kana based on how the Rosh is explaining, how does the Rosh explain? It's Lo Kana because if it's Chav Lachem, so then the Shliach can't be a Paul, because he can't be Miyachid is Maisa to the Mishaleach. So how's Rashi going to explain? If Aso Shliach Mamish, it works. That's super shlichas. Zechiah Mikam Shlichas is just a minei haTorah. It's exerus hakosev. It's weaker. But so what? No matter how super the shlichas is, how is the shliach going to be able to be miyachid his maisa to the bialim? He's still only a shliach, and if shlichas shalom also requires that he be miyachid his pu'ula for the bialim, he can't do that. That's the whole point of the rush. That's the point of Tosfos. That Tovis Bachav Makam Shechav Lachem is never Kana. Why? Because it's only going to work within Shlichus. And even Shlichus Alein, even Shlichus itself, can't work if it's Chav Lachem. This is Zach's Kasha. Right? Zach is the Kasha. He says, I don't understand it. If the Rosh is right that the Shlich has to be able to be Miachid his Pu'ula for the Meshaleach, and if he can't do that, meaning if it's Chav Lachem, he can't do that, so therefore the shlichus is not going to work. So, how can we have a shlichus if it's chav lachem? Even if he appoints it b'fei, even if he appoints it b'fei, he's not just tofus lebalchov. Even if he appoints it b'fei, it also shouldn't work. That's the kasha. It's such a good kasha. It's true. Right? The Russian tofus say, Taka doesn't work. Taka doesn't work, right? Right? Bein lo aso shlichus. Bein aso shlichus. It doesn't work. And what's the svar of Dr. Rush? Because the shliach can't be miyachid his pu'ula for the mishaleach. So Rashi has to argue with that. Rashi has to explain why it should be able to work, at least if I saw a shliach beferish. Okay, if lo aso a shliach, it's only working within zochen, so the ketos explains it's a mini Torah, it's weaker, the Torah takes into account the interests of other people, it's chavachem, so it's not going to work. But how does it work even if I saw a shliach? What's the svar of Rashi? How can it work? The shliach can't be miyachid his pu'ula for the mishaleach. And if he can't be miyachid his pu'ula for the mishaleach, so how does the shliach get out the ground? It's not shlichus shalom kamoso. Why shlichus shalom kamoso means that the maisa shliach relates back to the mishaleach. It's as if the mishaleach did the maisa. But if the shliach can't be miyachid his pu'ula for the mishaleach, because it relates, it's nogea to other people, so then it's not the maisa of the mishaleach. It's the maisa of a few people. Right? It's the maisa, it's not miyucha to the mishaleach. So how does the shlichus work? How do we understand Rashi Shita? We have the beginnings, but we can't finish the job. What's the answer for Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? What do you think? What's the answer for Rashi? Rashi Lishitas. I think it's Rashi Lishitas. What is Rashi all about Shlichas? You see, the Rush convinced us that Shlichas is a certain, it comes in a certain mode. But we know that that's not a Dover Pasha. What does Shlucha Shalana Kamoso mean? Right, let's pull back a little bit and see the perspective. What does Shlucha Shalana Kamoso mean? If someone asks you, if you're on the line in the camp, and someone knocks you on the back and says, you know, what is Shlucha Shalana? I saw this, Shlucha Shalana Kamoso, what does that mean? What do you answer him? Two words. So's Kuf Peches. That's your answer. He might not understand you, but then you'll explain. But that's the answer. So's Kuf Peches. That's the first place to go. What's the answer, Moya? Tzos kuf beches. What does that mean? The tzos and kuf beches quotes machlokas the Torah and the Rambam nishtata mishaleach, right? Right. What's the din if nishtata mishaleach the mishaleach made a shliach to bring a get to his wife and then he becomes a shofet? The halacha is that the get does not work. Period. Let's get this clear. Everyone, the Torah and the Rambam both say doesn't work. It's possible. Question is it on a daraisa level or is it only on a derabbana level? But everyone holds it doesn't work. So comes the Torah and says, Minat Torah, the whole thing doesn't work. The whole thing doesn't work, Minat Torah. The Rambam says, Midrabbanon, Chazal Sekhde, Shol Yomru, Shota Bar Gerushin. People are going to think that a Shota can divorce his wife. Here, it's not a Shota. He gave it when he was a Cholim, when he was not a Shota. He turned it into a Shota later. So the Rambam holds Meikra, then it would work just fine. Ganz gut. But because people will think that if this is okay, so then even if he's a Shota Metchilasa, it will also work. So Midrabbanon, Chazal said that you can't use the get. Okay, Nochamo. Everyone says it doesn't work. Question is it on the Raisa level or on the Rabbanon level? Comes the Ketos and says, I'll tell you what the beer is. The Torah holds that Shlichus Shalom Kemoso means that the Shlich is not Kemoso Mamash. The Shliach goes out and does a Pu'ula. And his Pu'ula relates back to the Mishaleach. Yad Shliach ki Yad HaMishaleach. When the Shliach does the Maisa, it's as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa. Right, that's how the Torah understood. Let's do this one more time. Shlucho Shaladam Kemosa, I love this. I love this type of construct, right? It's the cook construct. Right? Is it a literal equation or not a literal equation? So one way to look at it, right, the Torah says, this is Lefi Lektos. Torah says, Yad Shliach, Yad HaMishaleach. Maisa Shliach equals Maisa Mishaleach. When the Shliach does the Maisa, it's as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa. The Maisa of the Shliach relates back to the Mishaleach. Without the Maisa relating back to the Mishaleach, you can't have a Chalos. Right? The Torah is assuming, the way Shlucha Shalom Kamosa works, is that the Shliach does the Maisa, but it's not just his Maisa. That Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach, so if the Mishaleach did the Maisa, so he can create the Chalos. Dr. Tur, if the Mishaleach was Nishtate, the Mishaleach turns into a Shota, so this kind of equation is not going to work. What, the Shliach is going to do the Maisa, then we're going to treat it as though the Mishaleach did the Maisa, so it turns out that who did the Maisa Gerishin? A Shota. Right? It's no different. There's no difference between a case where the Shota, the Baal HaShota, is Megarish's wife, or the Baal makes a Shliach when he's Cholin, then he turns into a Shota, then the Shliach does the Maisa, so that Maisa has to relate back to the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is now a Shota, so it's as if a Shota did the Gerish, and so the whole thing just falls away in that tone. It's not going to work. I haven't said anything. Just give me one second. The Rambam, according to the Ktzos, says that no, the Shliach who b'mokam abal, when the Mishaleach appoints the Shliach becomes the Bailim on this Mice. The Shliach becomes the Bailim on the Mice. The Mice Gershon. HaShliach who habailim, what does it mean, b'mokam abal? Who the habailim ala Mice Gershon. The Mishaleach has made him a Bailim on the Maisa Gerishin. So I understand. The Shliach is not married to the woman, so what's going on here? No, the Shliach is the Bailim on the Maisa Gerishin. He does the Maisa. What relates back to the Meshaleach? Not the Maisa. The Maisa is the Maisa of the Shliach. The Chalos relates back to the Meshaleach. Rak HaChalos. This Yacheses the Meshaleach. Only the Chalos goes back. So that's why the Rambam can say that if the Meshaleach is Nishtata min HaTorah, everything is fine. Because the Shliach is B'makam Abba. As long as the Shliach does the Maisa, the Chalos relates back to the Shota. There's no din that a Shota can't be divorced from his wife. He can be divorced from his wife. He can't do a Maisa Gershon. But if the Shliach is the one who can do the Maisa Gershon, then everything happens. The Shliach does the Maisa, and the Shota, the Chalos, relates back to the Baal. The Shota is the Baal. No one's saying that the Shliach is the Baal. He's not married to the woman. He's not married to the woman. But once he does the Maisa, then the Chalos can relate back. Dr. Ktzos, Rashi. And this was the Ktzos to explain to the Torah in the Rambam, but then the Ktzos adds an Akuda. Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, this is Rashi, Acha Chazar. Rashi says that Ha'omer, Tengetz al Ishtish Tashach Zeh La'avdi Umeis, Lo Yidnu La'achamisa, why don't we give it La'achamisa? It says Rashi, because he's dead. There's no Ishus anymore. There's no Ishus anymore. There's no Avdus anymore. The whole relationship has been severed, and that's why you're not going to give a get lachamisa. So, in fact, what did Rashi have to say? That you should have said pashut. You told someone else. You told the shliach to give the get to your wife. You told him to give the shtar shechor. Batla shlichus. So we pointed out Rashi and Afkavches actually says that not for now. But the Ktzos himself says, what do you see from Rashi? You see from Rashi that the shlichus is not batla. You see from Rashi the shlichus is not batla. Even if the guy dies, the shlichus is not batla. Because he set a monster in motion. Right? He created a monster. Once you create the monster's there. Right? Even if the owner, right, if you create Frankenstein, so it doesn't matter that the person who created him could be dead, but the monster is there. So you created a shliach, it's not a monster. You created a shliach. So once you give kar to the shliach is running on his own. So even if the guy dies, you could still give the get. L'mayinach kamina that you give the get, she's not zekuka li'avam. Right? We talked about this. So the Ktzos put Rashi together with the Rambam. We weren't so sure because of the other Rashis, but let's run with the Ktzos for a moment. After all, we're using the Ktzos to explain Rashi. Ktzos and Kufay. So let's put Kuf Peches together with Kufay. We'll have a Ktzos in each pocket, and we'll try to put it all together. So I think this Ktzos and Kuf Peches is murdered. Because based on the Ktzos and Kuf Peches, what really emerges is that when the Meshaleach appoints the Shliach, he puts all of his kochos into that shliach. That shliach is like the mishal. That shliach is like the bailin. He's like the bailin mamish. The mice is his mice. So tell me, if the bailin decide to pick up, if the balchov himself is tofes, it's chav lachem. Is that going to work? He's tofes even if it's chav lachem? Of course, he's allowed to be tofes for himself. Even if it's Kabbalah, no one would debate that. No one would say that there's any problem. Right? Even according to the Rosh, he doesn't have to relate his Ka'ula back to himself. He's himself. So of course, even if it's Kabbalah, of course it's going to work. Because he can do that. He has a koach to be tofes. But if you understand the Rashi, Shita, and Shlichos, like the Tzos and Kurpecha, it's like the Rambam, that Shlichos, Shlam Kamosa means the Shliach is B'mokum Baal Mamish. The only thing relating back is the chalos. So then it could be that if I saw a shliach, then the shliach can function like the bailam mamish. It can function like the bailam mamish, and even if it's chav lachem, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Because he functions like the bailam mamish. The only thing that relates back is the chalos. He's zocha on behalf of the bailam. But in terms of the maisa, he's doing his own maisa. He's not. He doesn't have to relate his maisa back to the Meshaleach. He's doing his own maisa. So maybe the fact that he's doing his own maisa, if you understand shlichus in a more expansive way, meaning the way that Ktzos understood Rashi, Efshem and Kenzogin, that if I saw a shliach mamish, then the shliach is able to be Paul, even if it's chav lacherim, because if he's b'makom bal mamish, then he's doing his own maisa, right? If he's doing his own maisa, even if it's chav lacherim, it shouldn't matter. I know, the chalos is relating back to the Meshaleach. The chalos is relating back to the other individual. But perhaps, as long as he has koach to do the maisa, once the maisa is complete, memela, the chalos is going to occur. Memela, the chalos occurs on behalf of the Baal Chov. Right? I mean, he's being tofes. Think about it. The shliach, this middleman, this guy, is being tofes for a Baal Chov. He's being tofes from the nechasim of the lova. Does the lova owe him any money? No, it doesn't owe any money. So if it's not going to go to the Baal Chov, it's not guessing. Right? So the fact that the chalos has to relate back to the Baal Chov, that makes perfect sense. It has to be like that. But to relate the maisa back to the Baal Chov, that's not so clear. Right? It's not so clear. Because if it's chav lachem, so why should it relate dafka to the mishalech, right? But the fact that he can't take it himself. But if he has a kavana that it should work, that the chalos should work for the mishalech, maybe that's not a problem. If he's a bailim to do the maisa, then he does the maisa. It's his maisa. So once the maisa is done, despite the fact that it's chav lachem, automatically the chalos is gonna be chal on behalf of the bailim that he wants to be zochah for. I see flags of that. Yes.
Why can't the
Lovah
say
Lavagun
Via?
In the
Maisa? The Shliach
has
no
Shaykh
to this Tvisa. His Maisa is his own Maisa.
Asol Shliach. Right, it's his own Maisa. The Mishalach did the Shliach. The Mishalach gave him Koach.
Mm-hmm.
So could the Lovah say Lavagun Via to the Baal Chov? Could the Lovah say Lavagun Via to the Baal Chov?
No, not the
Baal. Okay, so do you see that shliach? He's the Baal.
It's his own Maisa.
But Mokom Balchoy. He's the Baalim. I'm not sure if you read the whole board at the time. Shliach u'b'mokom ha-Baal ha-shliach u'ha-Baalim al Maisa ha-Gerishit. He's the Baalim. So just like the Lovah couldn't say La-Baal v'am-Didiyah to the Baalim, he can't say La-Baal v'am-Didiyah to the shliach. Daniel.
If you really just read the Baalim, yesterday we said in the Rif that if we say we can explain him as saying Zichi Lami Tam Shlichus, and only the Chalos relates back, and that's an explanation to why the guy could actually say La Baal the Rima. Only the Chalos relating back, not the actual Maise. But now we seem to be saying that Maise is something so strong that's literally like the Makom Abal Kai. So how do we explain the Rif yesterday that you could say La Baal the Rima?
You're saying the Rif hold is only a Sashana de Rabban, right? So the Rif apparently is troubled. The Rif is troubled that that La Baal Dram Didiyah should be a problem. Right? That's what you have to say. It's a Takhana Dirabba. So how do we explain the Rif? So we said that the Rif might hold that Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. Right? One shot was that the Rif holds Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. And if Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, so then what does that mean? Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, so therefore... No, but it's. I hear where you're going. The problem is, if Zechiyah is Lavitam Shlichus, so then you never had any Mesiras Koach from the Baal to the Zochah. Zechiyah is Lavitam Shlichus is saying that I can do something for you despite the fact that we don't really have a connection. Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus means that there is some kind of a connection. Right?
In the second approach,
I didn't want to say the second. That's Kovia's fault. Yeah, okay. So
it's my caller.
I see. It's right. It's a tag team over here. So you're saying in the second approach, we can still hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, but if we have the Ktos understanding of Rashi, so then the Svar of La Baal Dvar Didi at. Again, should work or should not work? What if you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus? Right, if you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, you can't say La Baal Dram Didiyah because he's like the Baalim. If you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, then he's like the Baalim. But we said if you hold like the other Pshat, so then if he's not like the Baalim, the only thing that's going back is the Chalos, not the other. Okay. Right, that is a bona fide Svara. But that's not Rashi's Svara. Right, Rashi wouldn't say like that. Rashi would say like this. There are two ways of looking at it. One way is to say that if the Yad HaShlich is not Kiyad HaMeshaleach, right? So then he's not like the Bible. Right? Then he's not like the Bible. I think this is going to stop it. What we said yesterday, because right? It's hard to say he's not a Baalim, because how did what's the co-op that enables you to relate the Chalos back? the fact that he's b'makom balkoi. Right? If he's not b'makom balkoi, so where did the whole thing come from? I got to think of the svar that we said, yesterday. I think the pashup shot of the riff is what we said. The divrei emes is the part on the riff. Zechi alav v'tam shlichas. I forget already why Tuvia wanted to push the
riff. And the Ran pushed back against the Rashi.
Right, but we said that wasn't such a kasha anyway, because the Ran could still hold Zechi Lama Tam Shlichas. He's just saying it's not a Raya. Okay. Okay. I think this is more Mustafa. That if you're relating only the Chalos back, it sounds like you're doing less, but here less is more. Because how can you relate the Chalos back unless you've like put Kolchos of the Baal into the Shliach? Gotta think about it more than that. Yes?
In this case, isn't the Maisa also the Chalos? Like, it doesn't all happen at once. He grabs it and
Yeah, but it's not the same. The Maisa is the Maisa. The Maisa is the grabbing. The Chalos means the effect is that now it's owned by the Baal Chov. Baal Chov gets the Kinyan. It's not the same. The Maisa is not the Chalos. The Maisa generates the Chalos. So it could all happen simultaneously, but it's you know, straight in.
Right.
Two things. Follow? Tuvia. Yes. Well, we'll get to
you, sir. Something I'm kind of confused by, Rabbi, is when we're contrasting the Rambam and the Rashi with the Svar of the Torah, it almost seems like, based off the Svar of the Torah, that the Maisa of the Shaliach is as if the Shaliach, the Mishaliach, as they're doing it, would lend itself more to what we're saying in Rashi. Like, because,
again, according to the Torah, we need the Maisa L'Shteach to relate back to the Mishaleach. It's up the Rush. It can't relate back to the Mishaleach if it's not going to be Miyuchat for the Mishaleach. But the less you have to relate a Maisa back, like in the second approach, where the Shliach is doing his own Maisa, he's his own Bailim, he's his own man, he's his own boss. So if he's his own boss, he doesn't have to relate a Maisa back. So he does a Maisa. We treat that as a significant Maisa. So now that it's a significant Maisa, so the chalos just takes effect, right? He can be miyached. He doesn't have to be miyached anything to the mishaleach. He is like the mishaleach. He is the bailin. So just like the bailin themselves can operate, and they can do a maisa even if it's chav lachem, the shliach also can operate even if it's chav lachem.
Maybe can you explain that, how we're feeling the rush into the Torah? Again, I'm not sure I'm catching up.
I just said it. Right. Because the Rush is saying that the problem of Tovitz Lebachal Makam Shechav Lechem is that the Maisa of the Shliach can't be Miyucha to the Mishaleach, since his Maisa affects those that it's Chav Lechem to. So that seems to be working within the tour, that the way Shlichus functions is that the Maisa of the Shliach relates back to the Mishaleach, and we treat it as though the Mishaleach did the Maisa. But if we learn, like the Rambam and Rashi with the Miktos, that we're not relating a Maisa back to the Mishaleach. The Shliach, the Shliach has full kolchos. He's b'makom balkar. If the violin made him into a Shliach, they transfer everything. They put all their kolchos into the Shliach, so then the Shliach is operating for himself. Whenever someone operates for himself, we don't care about Kavachem, because he cares only about himself. So the Shliach is doing a Maisa. It doesn't matter whether it's Kavachem. The Maisa is full. Once the Maisa is full, then the Chalos is going to take effect.
In the Torah, would we say that if the Shliach is a Shota, but the Mishaleach is a Bardas, would it work?
How does that work? You're saying he made him into a Shliach and the Shliach became a Shota?
Yeah, I mean, the Shliach...
Why should that work?
Because the Maisa is the Maisa of the Bardas.
No, but how does the Maisa get to the Bardas? How does the Maisa get to the Bardas?
We never spoke about that. We just said the Maisa is the Maisa of the Bardas.
No, I understand, but... But the Shliach has to do a Maisa and relate the Maisa back to the Mishaleach. If the Shliach is not a Bardas, so we call it, we have a phrase for that issue. Okay, the phrase is, you don't get to first base. Right? Isn't that really what it is? If the Shliach is not a Bardas, so there is no Maisa to relate back to the Mishaleach. So the Mishaleach could be a Bardas for Hein Pris Morgan. It's not going to help you, right? You can't get to first base unless the Shliach is a Bardas. Okay. This is in terms of the first kasha of Tosfos. Actually, I should say the second kasha. Not the first. The first kasha is from Ksubas. Let's go back to this kasha from Ksubas now. After we understand a little bit of the lumbus, a little bit of the svaras, let's try to understand this Gemara. Which, what's the Gemara? Right? So the Gemara says, Yemer b'choshe. Does anyone have a Gemara in Ksubis? I forgot to bring a Gemara. I want to see the Lashon. Okay. The Gemara in Ksubis on that pedal and on this. It says like this. Yemer bar Choshu have a masik beizuzi bahu gavra. It's Yemer bar Choshu. That's his name. That's his name, as Rashi explains. So he was bachov. He was bachov by this guy. Shochi v'shavik arba. The guy, the person died, and he left the boat. So amalei l'shluchei. This Yemer bar Choshu told his shliach zil tafsan yala zil tafsan yali. But beiz tzarich lomer niali. Zil tafsa niali. He says to his shliach, Zil tafsa niali. Yeah. Ozel tafsa. The pogube rav papa v'rav huna b'rei d'rav Yeshua amalei atopis l'balchov makam shachav al-cherim v'amar Rabbi Yochanan atopis l'balchov makam shachav al-cherim lo kon. Fractoisvis. The Gemara says that Yemer b'choshe told his shliach to be tofis. So this is a case of a soul shliach, and nevertheless we want to say that tovis the balchov is not going to work because that's tovis the balchov. Makam shachav lachem. It's the haraya brewer against Rashi. Pretty strong, right? Right, raya brewer against Rashi that tovis balchov makam shachav lachem lo kona even if a soul shliach. How's Rashi going to answer this kasha? It's mamash a merdika kasha. So the truth is, what's the simplest answer to this kasha? The most difficult one, of course. What's the simplest answer to the kasha that you misunderstood the sugya completely? Yes?
Just that it happens to be that in that case he appointed him, but generally he means appointed.
That really would be the simplest answer to the kasha. But the problem is, if that's the case, so then why would the Gemara mention that? If the Gemara mentions a detail, you know, that could confuse us, so maybe the Gemara shouldn't have said that, right? So I hear what you're saying, Yamin, but I'm not sure that I can accept that answer because then we always can ask, you know, even if you have a detail in the Gemara, let's just ignore the detail. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we show them say, you know, it's mentioned in the Gemara, labdavka, whatever. But the Shita Mekubetzes has really the simplest answer. He says, you misunderstood the whole Gemara. The Gemara's not talking about that the person was a shliach. It says he told his shliach. That means he told someone who is his shliach in general. But who says he made him a shliach over here? It doesn't say he made him a shliach over here. It doesn't make him a shliach over here. Amalei l'shluchei zil tafsan yali. Didn't make him a shliach. What's the shita talking about? What does the shita say? That's a little backwards, right? This was the last opinion, right? The last marker that I gave you. Maybe some of... How many Talmidim saw the shita Mekubetzes? Huh. Yeah, I should have given the sheet the first. It's the Rishon. I don't know why I gave the Marsha. I like the Marsha. Okay, you know we're not going to do this. We're not going to go backwards. You don't see the sheet and then the Shach and then the Marsha. Well, let's just see the sheet and then I'll tell you the Marsha. The sheet that says Yemer v'Choshu. Okay, Yemer v'Choshu Shemos bnei Adam. Everyone has to point out that Yemer and Choshu are names. I guess we would think they're not names. I don't know. So he says like this. Amale Yemer v'Choshu l'shlucho zil tafse lahu arba. Rashi b'madur kama. U'madur basa kitzar od v'kosav amale Yemer l'shlucho zil tafse. He keeps on cutting off words over here. First he says, Amale Yemer v'Choshu l'shlucho zil tafse lahu arba. Then he says, he told the shliach zil tafse. Which word is missing from both Maduras and Rashi? Niali. Grab it for me. Grab it for me. That's missing. The shita ubishtei maduro ubishtei maduros. Where's the lashon? Ubishtei maduros hishmit milas niali. V'nira the tirates my dekashlo v'litosus amashakosu v'pirka kama demetzia. That by taking out the word Niali, Rashi answered the kasha of Tosfos. You take out Niali, so then he's answered the kasha. The kasha of Tosfos is, it sounds like here he's a Soshliach, and nevertheless, Tosfos is Lokona. But if he's not a shliach, so then there's no kasha, because the whole sugya never began. There's never a kasha b'chlo. Because what's the case? The Ochamari Shlosso Shliach Shayitvos Baburo, Ahiyarba. Elohaya Shlucho Yodua Bidvarim Acherim. He was a Shliach in other things. He worked for him. He worked for him. So that's why the Gemara calls him a Shliach. He wasn't a Shliach in this Tfisa. He wasn't a Shliach in the Tfisa. The Omale Ziltafse. He said, take the Arba. I want you to grab the Arba. Why? Tell him what? He said, Ziltafse. Velo Omale Beferish Shayibim Komovit Vesena Bavurim. First he should grab it, and then he'll tell him later what he's grabbing it for. You make him a shliach. Zok toshita mekubetzes. L'fi this girs of Rashi, it's mashmit ni'ali. U'l'fi shay yeshlucha yadua b'dvar macherim bo'u l'meimer d'havale ke'ilu omar lei zil tafsa ni'ali. It's like they thought that since he's a shliach in other areas, so then it's like he said zil tafsa ni'ali. You see, the Shita is learning that in the Gemara it says Niali. Rashi leaves out the word Niali. Why does Rashi leave it out? Because Rashi understood that the word Niali in the Gemara doesn't mean that he told him to grab it on his behair. It's that it was understood that Mestama, that's what he meant. But he didn't make him a shliach, actually. He was a shlua, he was his worker. He was his worker for other things. He just told him to grab the arba. But he didn't say this beferish. Can't even the farish perish leperush shows out. This is Pshat Rashi says Mishnah Berurah. The simple pshat is that he wasn't. He didn't make him into a shliach. He didn't make him into a shliach. Amale yema leshluchei zil tafsa. Rashi, the Rashi we have by us is the Madura Basra. I mean, if you read the Rashi, you should have asked yourself, what's Rashi adding? Those words are from the Gemara, right? Omer le lishluchei zil tafsa ni'ali. Rashi says, Omer le yemar lishluchei zil tafsa ni'ali. What, he just added the word yemar? He added the name yemar? Well, who else is, obviously he's the one. He told his shliach zil tafsa. No, he says zil tafsa. He told him to be po-faced. He didn't say ni'ali. It didn't say Niali. So he didn't make him into a shliach. To make him into a shliach. There's no kasha on Rashi b'chlam. There's no kasha on Rashi b'chlam. Okay, this is the Shita Mekubetzes' answer. It's the simplest answer to the Gemara, but yeah, I mean, you need someone of the level of the Shita Mekubetzes to make such a deal. You know, I'm not sure that we would have made such a deal. Yes?
What's the finish of the Gemara going to that someone can't just randomly grab something? Like, I know that, right?
No, Tovis Lebachov is Kona, but if it's Chav Lachem, it's not Kona. The finish of the Gemara is it. If he's Tovis Lebachov, Vakam Shech Chav Lachem, it's low Kona.
If it wasn't Chav Lachem, we wouldn't be able to. It wasn't.
Well, is that true? Is Tovis Lebachov Kona if it's not Chav Lachem? Yes. It would be fine. But the point of the Gemara is saying that it's because it's Chav Lachem, it's not going to work. That's the whole finish of the Gemara. I mean, you're saying what? If he didn't make a mistake, what's the finish of the Gemara? So just one second. What's the finish of the Gemara according to Tosis who argues against Rashi? Right? What's right? Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that even if you made him a shliach, it's still like an idea. Even if you made him a shliach. Right? Okay. So you're saying, what's the point? What's the point according to Rashi? We know Tosfos the Bachal Makam Shakab Alchem is Lokana. So what's the Gemara Subas being Mechanish? Okay, sometimes we find the halacha mentioned in different contexts. So the horror, that's what you have to say. But even if you didn't make him a shliach, you're just mentioning it for the basic halacha. Okay. Just mentioning it for the basic halacha. Okay, I'm so excited about the Shita Mekubetzes, but now we don't have time for the Marsha. Okay, you know what? Let's leave the Marsha. Marsha makes a very, very important comment. The Yesodistic comment. We have to really give a beer in the Marsha. Right? The Marsha picks on the fact that Rashi, right? But I'm not going to explain anything, but I just want to point one thing out. Rashi is Mechalik between Aso Shliach and Lo Aso Shliach. But where is Rashi Mechalik? Where is he Mechalik? Where? No, where is he Mechalik? In Bav Metzia. Now we have three Gemaras over here. We have a Gemara in Gittin, we have a Gemara in Bav Metzia, and a Gemara in Ksubis. Halodavim. He doesn't say it by Gittin. He doesn't say it in Ksubis. He says it Dafka in Bav Metzia. So the Marsha picks up on that. What's unique about Bav Metzia? What are you talking about over there? Metzia. No. So that's the question. Is there any difference between Metzia as opposed to Balchov? That is the $64,000 question. Okay, so take a look at the Marsha and Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. We'll continue the Sugya. I really do hope to move on. There's a lot more to see. I don't want to get bogged down too much here, but take a look at the Marsha and Mitzvah Shem. We'll compare notes on Sunday. I just want to throw